Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, and there are plenty to discuss, why, we invite your call right now to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important in your life right now. So we have opened those phone lines, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a great passage in the book of Galatians, starting in verse 13 of chapter 5. You, my brothers, were called to be free. That's been our topic all month, is the freedom that we have in Christ. But he has a word of warning to us. He says, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. And if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So freedom, it is something we've been set free from. That's one aspect of the freedom that we have in Christ. We've been set free from the law of sin and death. We've been set free from that old way of life that we were enslaved to. We've been set free from the world system. Those are the things that we have been set free from, but we've been set free from those things in order to be set free for this new life that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's when freedom really takes root inside of us and becomes an enduring, state of being. But if we entertain what Paul is warning against, using our freedom to indulge the flesh, we're just taking a move backwards. We're moving back to the bondage which we had been set free from. Mm-hmm. So Paul is saying, keep walking forward. Keep walking forward. Yes. You have been called to a generous way of life, and that's a way that he describes as serving one another in love. So if you really want to be free, move in that direction, serving one another in love. There's no greater reward than that, and that's only possible as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ, as we trust him to live his life through us. That's what his life looks like, serving others in love. That's exactly what he came to do. The Son of Man did not come to this world to be served. Rather, he came to serve. Yeah. And when he comes to live inside of us, that's what he's going to work in us. We just simply work that out as we learn to serve one another in love. That's real freedom.
That is real freedom. Thanks, Bob. And this is Basic Gospel with open lines, 844-322-2742, all across the country and in Canada. It's toll-free, of course. It's an 844 number, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. Give us a call.
Yes, indeed.
And a question from a listener, a lady in Pennsylvania. She says that she's very troubled. Her 60-year-old son is divorcing her, says he was a leader in the church who had turned violent, physically violent. She feels he is not saved and has prayed for him for over a year, says the divorce proceedings are continuing. Her question is he too old and stubborn, led away by the devil, to be saved?
Well, that's a great question, and nobody has passed that line.
Nope. You're still breathing.
You're still breathing. The gospel message can penetrate the heart and bring life. I'm concerned with the fact that she said he's gotten physical. I hope she is safe and has taken herself out of harm's way. I think that's important for a person to do. There are so many wives that under the pressure of religious bondage will stay in a very dangerous situation to them physically. So if physical abuse is happening in a home, I think the wife needs to get away from that abuse. And I think that's going to deliver a message to the husband that, hey, I'm not going to take this anymore.
It's not acceptable.
Absolutely. It is not acceptable. And oftentimes, standing up to that and moving away from that is the very thing the husband needs to start his real search for truth and for help and for a solution to his problem. So I hope that she has gotten out of harm's way.
Yes.
Two, there is hope for her husband. Just getting that gospel message. Maybe he's never heard it correctly. Maybe he's just thought of it in terms of rules and regulations, religious rituals to follow, and never about new life in Christ.
Right.
Well, the gospel offers new life, and certainly he seems like he's a person who needs new
sure.
life, not self-improvement, but new life in Christ.
Absolutely.
So, yes, hope is still there for your husband.
Excellent. Well, plenty of open lines for your questions at 844-322-2742. If you have something you'd like to discuss, we'd like to talk about it with you. Give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Sacramento, California, and talk with Shirley, listening to us on our great affiliate out there, KFIA. Shirley, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello.
Hi, Shirley. You're on the air.
I've been listening to the program, but trying to follow the teaching of what they're talking about, but I need to know what Bible they're in, because I have lots of Bibles, and I need to know which one they're using.
Well, Shirley, I was reading from the New International Version right there, so that's normally what I read from as far as the radio broadcast is concerned. So if you tune in on a frequent basis, just bring that NIV with you, and you'll be able to follow right along what we're saying.
Okay, because I had about three Bibles up here on my table. I said, now, which one they're in?
Well, the NIV is what I read from. I recommend each person having multiple translations. I read from the NIV as far as the radio broadcast is concerned. Most of my study is out of the English Standard Version, the ESV, and then just for pleasure reading, I usually do the New Living Translation.
Have that one too.
Very, very good. I think
we are
a blessed people today here in the United States, and any person in the world, to have as many translations available to us as we do. I think we could line those up and look at each different translation, and looking at all of those, we'll get a better understanding of what each passage is saying to us. So I think that's a wise thing. Shirley, I sure appreciate your call today.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. And looking at your Bible, Bob, it's really dog-eared and marked up and everything. Have they come out with an update of the NIV since you bought that particular book? And I'm being serious. It's not a facetious question.
They have come out with an update. I think this is, I don't even know what the year was that this one came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in 2011, they came out with an updated version of the new of the NIV, which I really like, because in the NIV, especially in some passages out of the book of Galatians, passages in Romans, they use the word sinful nature,
mm-hmm.
when the real word is sarx. I think that's
yes.
what it is in the Greek, which really translates flesh. Well, in this latest update from the translators of the NIV, they have actually used the word flesh. So I applaud them for making that change. I think it clears things up because when you read the word sinful nature, we think that's what our normal nature is. Well, our normal nature is human. We have a human nature. God has a divine nature. There's a big difference there. Well, our human nature can be controlled by the flesh, or it can be controlled by the Spirit of God. The flesh is what was there after the fall. We were all controlled by the flesh. We were in the flesh. And that human nature was being pushed along and moved along by the desires of the flesh. But now that we've been set free from sin and death, now that we've been made new, now that God's Spirit has been deposited in us, our human spirit can be led by the Spirit of God. That's what this whole conversation is in Galatians 5, when Paul encourages us to walk in the Spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Yeah. So you do have an update coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, of course, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us, everybody. If you've got that question that you've had for a while and haven't been able to pose it, this is a good opportunity if you can get to a phone, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. But if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, you can drop us an email at basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you either way.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Dorothy in Louisville, Kentucky. Dorothy, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, Bob. It's good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk with you.
Thank you. I have a question about depending on God. I did something this morning that seemed like it was the thing to do. It was okay, you know. But then I got thinking about later this afternoon, I don't know if I made a right choice or not. So I'm just depending on God to work it out. Now, and it just seems like I'm dependent on him for everything. And do you think he gets upset with me when I am so dependent?
No, I think he rejoices over that, Dorothy. You are a created being, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm a created being. There's only one entity that is totally independent, and that's God himself, Jesus Christ. And so he created us to depend upon him for meaning and purpose to life, for real love, real acceptance, real purpose in life. So our way of life is couched in terms of dependence. Dependence upon the Lord. So your dependence upon him is what pleases him. You know, the book of Hebrews says this: without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, one of the elements of faith is dependence. So your choice to live dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ is exactly what he's desiring for you.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to know. Okay, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Dorothy. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Again, the lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. Give us a call, friends. You know, we speak almost daily about the need for our listeners to stand with us in support of this broadcast and the streaming of this program, as it's helping people and clarifying the issues of daily living in relation to God's Word. And so many of you have, but we still have a long way to go and a lot to do. So Bob and Richard, for our new listeners who are benefiting from what they're hearing and learning through Basic Gospel, how can they get involved with us? How can they help help us get the Word out to others who desperately need to hear the truth of God and His Word?
Yeah. Well, that's our theme for this year, is to get the Word out. We want to take advantage of opportunities to connect more and more people to the love of Jesus Christ. And for our listeners, there are many ways that they can get involved and really have their own ministry through Basic Gospel. Certainly you can pray for those who tune in each and every day. We have no earthly idea what the needs of our listeners are. I mean, God does, and that's the exciting part about coming on the air each day, is God knows who's going to be tuned in, and God knows what their needs are, and somehow he works the program in such a way to meet them at their point of need. So if you can be praying for those listeners, you're going to be joining in with what God is doing in their lives, and it's an exciting aspect of it, too. Give financially. We certainly need your support. And that is an incredible ministry when you take the resources that God has entrusted you and offer them to the Lord and say, use these resources to connect people to Jesus. And as far as radio is concerned, there's no better value than that.
Right.
It is the most efficient and economic way to deliver the gospel to a human heart. So if you could join with us by giving of your resources, and I know if you do, You're doing so because God's moving your heart to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, you're responding to the work of God's Spirit in your life when you give to the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. So give, be a part of what God is doing through this outreach. If it's touched your life, help it touch others.
Yeah.
And so whatever stories that occur through the broadcast, you're a part of helping write that story.
Absolutely. Richard, add your thoughts.
Well, just to piggyback on Bob's, I mean, there's so many ways to support us financially. You can send a check. You can call our order line at 844-412-2742. You can go online. It's just easy to give.
Yeah.
And the multiplicative effect is so amazing because I mean, you might only give $5, but that may be the $5 that made the difference for somebody else actually hearing the message that day.
Yeah.
Your prayers are... It's not that we all get together and God has to move. What God is doing in our prayers is changing us so that we become more in tune with how he's working with people in our lives. And so when you're praying that somebody hears this message, don't be surprised if God brings you over to someone who heard something we said and they ask you, so what about this Jesus guy?
Yeah.
There's your opportunity. We work together in this, and that's what makes this so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, friends, keep in mind that with your gift of $15 or more this month, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And all you need to do is click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or as Richard said, speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. We have an operator on duty right now. Help make sure that this message remains on the air, changing lives by the truth of God's Word.
And that's one other way that people can help. Spread the word about this
yes.
book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You know, many people have been waiting for it to come out on Kindle so they can read it on their iPad. It's soon to be available, I think, in the next week or so. So spread the word. If you've read the book, would you go to the Amazon page and write a review? That's a great way to help spread the word and get more and more people connected to the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Do you have friends? Are you on Facebook? Are you do you utilize Twitter? You can go to our webpage, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Just copy that URL. Pass it along to your friends and encourage them to get a copy of the book. You know, the more buzz about the book that's created, so to speak, the more people that are going to be interested and curious about the grace of God. Saw a great Amazon review today, and the guy said, if you're grace curious, I love that phrase, if you're grace curious. Well, there's a lot of people out there who are curious about the grace of God. What is it? What does it mean? What does it look like? How does it impact me? Is it for me? They want to know. And if you know people that are grace curious, connect them to this book. Encourage them to go to simplegospelsimplygrace.com and get their copy as well.
Great idea. Well, still some time on the clock, friends. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742.
Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Wayne, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Brother Bob. How you doing, pal?
Doing great. How are you today, my friend?
All right. Good. I can't complain. It's kind of hot in New York here, in New Jersey.
Well, come on down to Texas. It's just 100 today.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, my question is, I'm a Sabbath keeper. So for about 10 years or more. But the new covenant came into play. Do we have to worship on a Saturday, or do we worship on a Sunday?
Well, great question, Wayne. And I think you've brought the operative, concept into the mix. The fact that we are now under a new covenant. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he fulfilled the old covenant in its entirety. And he ushered in a brand new covenant. So as believers today, we are new covenant. We're not old covenant. We're New Covenant. In the book, I tell the story about the Marshall Thundering Herd. Mm-hmm. And in 1970, their football team, they had just lost a game, and they boarded a plane. And as they were about to land in Huntington, West Virginia, it was foggy and cloudy and that sort of thing, and they clipped a tree line, and they crashed into an embankment right there at the airport, and the whole football program was wiped out. I think every player died. The head coach died. And they were wondering if they would ever field the football team again. And they hired a guy named Jack Lingle to come and coach, and he resurrected that program. And as the movie depicts, a part of their cry was, "We are Marshall." And I think for us as believers, we need to make that same type of declaration. We are New Covenant. That's where we live today in this New Covenant. So, Richard, as a New Covenant believer, does it matter what day we worship, whether it's Saturday or Sunday or even maybe Wednesday?
Absolutely not. If you are worshiping Jesus Christ on Saturday within the New Covenant, there's no need to stop. If someone out there is worshiping on Sunday and they're in the New Covenant, there is no need to stop. It's not about a day of the week. The rest that we have entered into is the rest from our labors. Just as God rested from his, just as Jesus took care of the sin problem once and for all and has brought us eternal life once and for all, we can rest in his finished work. And so the New Covenant is about a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And when we talk about worship in this New Covenant, that's been given some new meaning. It doesn't take away from the old meaning of worship, of bowing down and, yes, and honoring God as who he is. But it just adds to that. It, yes, broadens it out. And in chapter 12 of Romans, Paul writes this: "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." And that offering yourself, offering your bodies to God, is a 24-hour-a-day proposition. And so on a Tuesday, as you go into work, you've offered yourself as a living sacrifice. You're basically saying to God, "I'm available. I know that you have bigger things in mind than just what my day-to-day mundane routine is going to bring. So I'm offering up my body to you as a living sacrifice." And all of a sudden, there's somebody who needs the Lord. And so you share the gospel, or there's somebody right there who needs encouragement. Well, that's your act of spiritual worship. And that's what the New Covenant frees you to do. Instead of being confined to a day of the week, whether you're honoring the Lord on a Saturday or a Sunday, you can be involved in a process of making yourself available every single day of the week and allowing God to use you as he sees fit. That's what real worship is all about. Wayne, does that help?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Bob.
Well, you are so welcome. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it, my friend. Good question.
Great to hear from you, Wayne, as Bob said. And for all of those of you who called to be a part of the broadcast, thank you for doing that. And if you've called are not called and have benefited from what you've heard, why, we appreciate we'd appreciate hearing from you as well. We also invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. All you need to do is click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page at the website, basicgospel.net. And if you like Basic Gospel, we hope you do, be sure to download our app, available now in the App Store. You can listen live, you can review the radio archives, check out our blogs, you can watch our videos, and it works on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. We hope you'll download it today. It's ready right now in the App Store, and you can download it this very moment, as a matter of fact. Well, friends, please remember Basic Gospel and your giving. As we've said, your prayers and gifts keep the love of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online. Come and join us, friends. Get involved. You can get involved and help us work, help get the word out by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speaking with our operator at 844-412-2742. And we have a copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, for a gift of $15 or more. Click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back for another live edition tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.